holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We are talking about prostitution today. Really?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. And why am I talking so fast? Let's slow down. No, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're here with us on today. Today is a great and splendid day. I think you are great and splendid listeners. I thank God for you. I thank God that you're here with us every day. Every day, sometimes twice a day. Matter of fact, some of you actually download the broadcast. I thank God for you. I really do. We do these things because we like doing them, you know. And I know it needs to be done because a lot of times, a lot of times we as ministers and preachers, we do things because, oh, God led us to do it. We have to do it. Well, that too. But at the same time, I know it needs to be done. I know it needs to be done. It needs to, you know. People always talk about doing what the Bible says, and this is Bible, and we're going to do it this way, and we're going to, hey, that's fine. But you also need the type of preacher that will tell you the truth, and I don't have any monetary gain from you. You know, yes, I would love for you to send me a donation. Send it. Fine. But I'm still talking. I'm still talking, even if you don't send one. You know, I'm still going to talk because God gave it to me, and this is what I do. I encourage people to do what God says. Whatever God tells you, do that. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to anything I have to say. Don't change anything that you hear me say on this broadcast. Don't change nothing until God tells you what to do. When God tells you what to do, then you change. Then you have direction then. See, I don't give you direction. I just tell you what direction God has given me. And if it helps you, it helps you. If it don't help you, okay. I'm not losing no sleep off anyone not listening. Or if you are listening, I'm glad about that. I'm still not going to lose any sleep. I just want you to just follow God. He's the one that's responsible for helping you do everything that you're supposed to do in this life. That's including scrubbing away your sins, washing your hands, getting baptized, getting dipped in the water, receiving the Holy Ghost and living a right life after that, and trying to do what's right even though you're going to do 90% of the stuff wrong. Just have the mindset to do what's right. Have the mindset to do what's right. Because see, it's not about the letter of the law. I can read the Bible all day. I can read the scriptures all day, but it's not about the letter of me reading those things to you. It's all about the application and the spirit behind what is being said. And only God can give you the spiritual understanding of what's being said and the spirit behind what's being said. That's how we know that you have the truth, because God gave it to you. Not me, not somebody else, not your pastor, not even your own father, not even your own mother. God had to give you the truth. And sometimes He gives it to you through your pastor. Sometimes he gives it to, most of the time he gave it to you through your mother and your father, or your father and your mother while you were growing up as a young person, you know, as a babe. He gave you all that kind of truth, man, and you ignored it or you accepted it. But the key is getting what God has to say and then start doing it. You know, even though you don't feel like doing it all the time, even though it just sometimes seems like God is just really, you know, nitpicking about certain things, you know, but it's his way. Is he's saying, listen, go this way. It'll be better for you. It'll be better for you, your family, your community, your church, your ideas, the things you want to do for your own life, the things you want to do for your own family. Go this way. You know, and a lot of times people only think the Bible applies to church. No. The Bible applies to much more than church. Really, the Bible applies to everything outside of those four walls on Sunday. The Bible applies to all of that. And so if you can grasp that and have God leading you to do what's right and according to him, you'll be much better off. I will be much better off. All of us will be much better off. Just because I'm talking to you on this broadcast, don't ever think I got it all together. Don't think that I have it all down pat. I'm still learning it as you're learning it. I'm just recording it as he's giving it to me. You know, the things that I say to you aren't things that he told me on yesterday, and I'm just going to go and recite it to you now. No. I'm reading these verses for the first time. I mean, I've read them before, but I'm not. I don't have an outline here to give you what God said to me. He didn't give it to me in an outline. You get what I'm saying to you? And there's nothing wrong with outlines. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with outlines. That's just not how he gave it to me. And so when I give it to you, I don't use outlines. I just say what God has given me to say according to the verses that he allows us to read day to day. And if they help, so be it. If they don't help, okay, maybe it helps somebody else. Because sometimes when it don't help you, it helps somebody else through you. You might say something that you heard, or God might bring up something that you heard on the broadcast or elsewhere, and you help somebody else, which is what it's all about. You helping somebody else because somebody else is helping you. That means God is helping you. That means you help somebody else. See, God's not that mean, is he? And neither are you. You're not mean either. A lot of times we just don't know what to do. And so we'd rather do nothing, or we do something that's totally against God because we don't know what to do. God said it best. He said, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Right there on the cross. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They think they're doing what's right, but they don't know. They don't know. They thought they were doing God a favor by killing Jesus. You know, how could that happen? Well, you know, they said, it's only one God. It's only one God. And when Jesus came and said, I'm the Son of God, that meant that he was God. That didn't mean that he was somebody, an offspring of somebody else. That meant that he was God, because they know that's what the Messiah is going to do. But hey, man, all we could ever do is follow what God says. Now, we're going to talk about these prostitutes today. We're going to talk about that. This is written here. Proverbs 23, verse 27. A prostitute is a dangerous trap. Now, listen, there are some people who are in prostitution or in that life because they were sold into that life. And some kind of way they got tied up into that life. They need Jesus, too. If you're hearing me today, you need him. You need him. You need him just as bad as I need him. Not worse, just as bad. You're just as bad as I am. We all need him. And so it says here, a prostitute is a dangerous trap. Regardless of how you got into it, understand, a prostitute is a dangerous trap. She says to be one thing, but she's really something else. And she carries a lot of things around with her. A promiscuous woman is as dangerous as falling into a narrow well. A promiscuous woman is as dangerous as falling into a narrow well. If any of you out there, I just don't like close spaces. For some reason, I see videos and things where people are climbing into these caves and there's no markings to get out, and they're just climbing. They get into a little close place where you only have maybe a quarter of an inch to breathe and expand your lungs, and they're crawling through there, and they have to take their backpacks off in order to get in. And man, I cannot take things like that. I can't take those narrow spaces like that. And so when I read this, it says promiscuous woman is as dangerous as falling into a narrow well. I couldn't imagine that, because in the narrow well, there's water, and the water rises. And as the water rises, you get stuck and you can't, you can suffocate in there. You can suffocate in a narrow well. Can't get out and the water overtakes you. It only takes a little bit of water. It don't take a whole lot of water. It can be a little bit of water that can overtake you. And that little bit of water can cause you all kinds of problems, even death. A little bit. A little bit of water in the wrong places can cause you death. And so a little bit of prostitution in the wrong places can cause you death. A little bit. See, they're there to give you pleasure for an exchange of money. That explains the world. So a lot of times people don't even know that they're dealing with prostitutes. They don't even know they're dealing with prostitutes. You could be working your company to build it into this one thing, and this one person comes in and they bring a prostitute mindset to the business. And so now that prostitution or that promiscuous woman mindset is there, and it takes you, your business, into that well, that narrow well that could get it stuck and kill the business. It could take your family into that narrow well and kill the family. It could take your whole community into a narrow well and kill the community. It could take your church into a narrow well and kill the church. It could take your ideas, the ideas that you have to change the world, to service the world, to help the world. And it could put those same ideas, those ideas that only God could give a person, that you got and that you have, those same ideas that would change the world, the wrong mindset, that prostitution or promiscuous woman mindset, can actually take those ideas and put them in that narrow well and kill your ideas. That's what it could do. And then once you kill a person's ideas, man, where else do they go? Their ideas are all they have. That's what a promiscuous. She hides and waits like a robber, eager to make more men unfaithful. See, that's what that mindset will do, to make your workers unfaithful, to make your wife unfaithful, to make your husband unfaithful, to make your children unfaithful, to make your community unfaithful, to make your church unfaithful. It'll make your ideas unfaithful. And God says, be full of faith. Stick to God and you will never have to deal with this promiscuous woman. Or if you have to deal with them, you listen, you can overcome those things and have no fear about it. Overcome.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.